Boy, every time I do this, it comes out different, and I'm never quite sure how this testimony is going to come out today. But I have, for those of you that know a little of my testimony, I have some additional chapter that has come up. And for some of you who have never heard it at all and don't know my story, but I'm going to share today just a few pieces of the picture of my life that God has painted so far. At least these are some of the pieces he's allowed me to see. I'm going to give a little bit of background for those of you that haven't ever heard my story. I was raised in a Catholic Christian home. I gave my life to Jesus when I was 8. I had health issues as a child and was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at the age of 15. So we're going to be talking about redemption today. And God is definitely our Redeemer. When I was in my first semester of college, I was sailing through life, or so I thought. And then a tragedy struck which shattered my world when I was raped. Those of us who've lived for a while usually end up going through some dark places. It's hard to see any good things when the pain of the moment overwhelms us. The piece of the puzzle that we see at that time is just darkness. I'm here to testify that God brings redemption, even in the darkness. John 1, 3 through 5, it speaks of Jesus, the Word who was God, saying, "Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." It's the dark pieces of the puzzle that add depth and texture to our story. That's where we see the redemption of God shine through. He doesn't leave us alone in the dark place. Think of the story of Joseph sold into slavery by his brothers, a very dark and sad place for him to be, yet God brought about redemption and saved many lives through Joseph's suffering. Joseph, speaking to his brothers, said, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." That was in Genesis 50. Or look at the life of Jesus. If all we knew ended with him on the cross, the whole picture of salvation is lost. So let me tell you about this dark puzzle piece in my life. And I don't know how to advance these slides because I've never done this. So if you could go to the next slide, we're going to take a look at what God does with these. That one. Ah, thank you. We're going to look at what God does with these dark puzzle pieces. He took the evil that was done to me and transformed it into life. He redeemed the rape by creating a new life. Now, to the world, the pregnancy looked like an additional hardship. But in fact, it was God shining his light to overcome the darkness. Now, my doctor insisted it was risky going through with the pregnancy since I had diabetes, and it was, after all, 1977. He strongly recommended that I have abortion. He painted an extremely dark picture of negative outcomes if I decided to carry to term. When that didn't work, he suggested a racially mixed child would be ostracized by society and not desired by adoptive parents. Proverbs 3 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight." I changed doctors. Oh. So God carried me through the pregnancy. He protected my health and the baby's health. He orchestrated everything, including the timing and the details of her birth. Over time, he revealed to me that I was to place my child for adoption. This was a difficult decision, but he gave me such profound peace that I knew it was his path for me and for my child. This was confirmed when he provided a godly foster and adoptive home for my daughter. I knew that she was under his care and protection, and that I was to give her completely to him and not to search for her in the future. His peace remained with me through the many following years. I thought maybe she would need to find me, and the Lord would make a way for that to happen, even though this was a court-sealed, closed adoption, which was the only option back in 1977. And as many years passed, and I knew that she was into her 30s, I came to think that we most likely would not meet this side of heaven. A few months ago, right when I was beginning to think my life was getting pretty mundane and no exciting things were on the horizon, my cell phone rang. My first cousin, Donna, had gotten a DNA match through Ancestry.com at the second cousin level, and a woman was trying to find out about her biological family. This was my daughter, Kimberly. Kimberly and I instantly connected via email. It was like we had known each other all these years. We found what we think, that we think in very similar ways, and talking comes easy, like talking to my sister. My cup overflowed with joy that she found me, but even more so to discover what a remarkable woman of God she is. And if you would advance the next slide, because I don't, you can just keep them going. So, best of all, I have adorable grandkids and a great son-in-law. They all live just 3 hours away in Maryland. Seeing this wonderful family, the family that God restored to me, you can keep going with the slides, illustrates how the ripple effect of God's redemption is far-reaching. More so than we ever realize. I, of course, think they are the most adorable grandkids in the world. That was Christmas time. So you can leave it on that slide. Thank you. So I'd just like to close with this. If you've been handed a dark piece in the puzzle of your life, lay it before the Lord. And know that, as Romans 8:28 says, in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. You may not see all the ripple effects of what God does with your difficult times, but know that he is doing good work. His power to redeem can transform the dark times in your life into joyful light. Even if you have been rebuked by the Lord and your dark times are of your own doing, Scripture says, and I have to pick it up here, in Zephaniah 3, the Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. Jeremiah 29 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Thanks for letting me share with you.
Thanks, Susan.